Editor. I think a lot of New Westminster residents support carbon limits because they don't own cars, and they think that only drivers will be affected. This might come back to bite them. For example, City Council is bound to notice eventually that dogs have a higher carbon footprint than cars do, and the dog population in New Westminster has exploded in recent years. They may even think to themselves, hey, wait a minute, at least cars serve a valid function. Owning a dog is just pure Western selfishness. So if you love your little fur children, best think twice about supporting carbon emission pledges by the city. Steve Vonden Eichel. Loudspeaker editor's note. Skeptical of the idea that dogs are bad for the environment? So were we, so we did a little reading. Here's one credible source, UCLA, that explains some background to this issue. Got an opinion about carbon footprint, pet ownership, or any other New Westminster concern? Send us a letter.